and welcome to Tuesday on the Think Big Show, where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, and I'm joined here with my husband, my co-founder, mission accomplishment strategist, JT DeBolt. JT, welcome to Tuesday.
Well, thank you very much, babe. Great to be with you, and great to be with all of our friends as well here in the Think Big Network. And to everybody, I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thanks for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. We are here in Gratitude Week, as we kind of kicked off yesterday. And yesterday we were talking about the power of your purpose and how cool it is to have a purpose, how cool it is to be on a mission and being out there hitting it every single day. Sometimes we can overlook another element of our success, another element of our being on our mission, and something that we should be grateful for. One of the greatest needs we have, as a human being, is the need to contribute, to be of service to other people, to give something back, to make an impact in the world, not just for ourselves, not just for what we get paid to do or the accolades we get, but to actually contribute to the needs of other people. Because contribution feeds most of all the other needs we have: the need for love, the need for acknowledgement, the need for significance, the need for growth. All of those things, all of those basic human needs are oftentimes fed by the way we contribute, by the way we show up to contribute. And so when we talk about gratitude for contribution, what we need to do is really see it from two perspectives. Because if we see it from both these perspectives, then we can really see it from the big picture. First and foremost is what others contribute to us, to our lives, and then, of course, what we contribute. And what's interesting is in all the years I've been working with entrepreneurs, they have a tendency to kind of overlook their own contributions. And sometimes that's rooted in the fact that they're not necessarily seeing the contributions that others are making. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's right.
So let's think about this. We can start with the contributions others make and that we're grateful for. So think about people in your life, right? Think about your family, their love. They contribute their support. They contribute their understanding. Sometimes they contribute even financially to your dream. And we've certainly had people along our path that were huge contributors to our success that are in our family. And it's easy to kind of look and say, oh yeah, but that person, man, they told me I couldn't do it. Or that person was very, you know, sort of negative about my dream. But think about the people in your life, especially in your family. Just think about the people that you share the same bloodline with. There are people to be grateful for. Would you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. And there is no successful person in the world who's done it by themselves. There's
Absolutely.
Always been somebody who has believed in them, somebody who's contributed to their success in one way or another.
What's really funny is I remember you were talking to a gentleman not too long ago, and he knew of me, and so he said, oh, are you married to JT DeBolt? And you said, yes, I am. And he's like, oh, you must be, like, motivated all the time. And what's kind of funny about that is, you know, the whole conversation about motivation anyway, but what was particularly funny is that gentleman has no idea how much you've contributed to my story, to the things that I do. And so, you know, it's easy to go, oh, well, there's that person. They're the voice, or they're the face of the company. They're the person that we see out on the front lines. But the story is behind every strong, successful person, there's an equally strong and equally successful and very giving, you know, person or group of people powering that person forward. And that's something that's important.
Yeah, I mean, the teams that are behind the scenes, the people who contribute, who don't get the accolades, who aren't the front of the business, those are the people that don't often get recognized. And it's okay, because the contribution is there. The feeling of contribution, the intention behind it is there. And so they have to kind of see themselves as valuable to the team.
Exactly. And so that's, you know, kind of a leadership element, is for us to make sure that people around us understand how important they are to us. So that's why we're talking about, let's have gratitude for the contributions, not just that we make, but the people around us, the people that they've made, especially our families and our friends, of course. I'm a kind of a person that has, I'm not a 10,000 friend type of person. I've got a few very powerful friendships, people that to me are like, they're basically, they're like family to me. And so I think about the contributions they've made in my life. Some of them have gone out on a limb for me. Some of them put their neck on the line. I'm not just talking about the people you and I have served with, but they also qualify for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But those people that have stepped aside and said, man, I see your greatness. I see what your potential is. I see what you're capable of. And oftentimes, you know, we're down in the weeds. We kind of get that sort of, you know, target scope lock where we're just totally focused on one thing and we miss the big picture.
Yeah, and what's so great about those people is that it comes from the heart and it comes without an agenda.
Exactly.
It comes from their wanting to give and not to necessarily receive, because they know that karmatically, in the big scope of things, it'll come back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it comes back to them by through you or it comes back to them in other ways.
In fact, to kind of dovetail on that a little bit, I think what comes up for me when I think about contributing to my friends is I want to raise the baseline. You know, I want to raise the water level for all of us, because if we all get better, then you know, it contributes to everybody. So it's if you've got a friend that's been there for you, realize that they're empowering you. Their contribution to you helps raise their own game too. And that's, again, not meant for an agenda, but it's just, hey, let's all succeed together. Let's all win together. And that's what great friends do. And that's something to be grateful for. And of course, our mentors, you know, people that have been there to teach us, and even our colleagues, those are people to really be grateful for. And it's easy to step back and look at them and think, man, they're such amazing people, but realize that, you know, you had to be worthy of their contribution. And that's another thing to be very aware of. So we're talking about the contribution others make in our lives and how that can help us accomplish our mission, something to definitely be grateful for. But what about our own contribution? Because sometimes we contribute and we might get praise, we might get gratitude from other people, but how often do we step back and say to ourselves, you know, I'm proud of myself. I'm grateful that I actually am doing something, that I have the foresight and forethought to go out there and contribute my greatness. Because other times, you know, we might contribute and just overlook it ourselves. Does that sound familiar at all?
Yeah, it's kind of the feeling of unworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't value yourself and you don't value your contribution, you're really putting yourself in this kind of, what would you call it?
Well, it's almost you kind of put yourself in a subservient role.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, you debase yourself just a little bit.
That's right. And, you know, oftentimes the people behind the scenes, sometimes they will take that subservient role and they'll say, oh, well, I'm not really contributing to the business because
mm-hmm.
I'm not the one out there networking or out there on the stage. I'm not the one that is the face of the business. But in reality, you have contributed so much in order for that person to be out there on the stage or out there networking.
Exactly.
So you have to acknowledge yourself.
Exactly. So well said. And, you know, what to me is compelling about what you're talking about here is now we get to see the synergy. We get to see that even if you just show up and you have a role that you see as small, we oftentimes can miss that and not just miss. It's not about the size of the contribution. It's not about the nature of the contribution. It's about how it actually fits into the big picture. Case in point, if you've ever been in, we're going to start seeing this coming up here in the next couple of weeks, you'll see the bell ringers outside the stores. These people that are with the Salvation Army, and they'll be ringing the bell, and then you'll put a little change in their little bucket. Some people put a lot of money. Some people just put their pocket change. The fact of the matter is, every little bit counts, and it's the same in life. It's the same in business. When you contribute positive energy, when you contribute a tip or a you know, a little bit of advice, it's a little bit that to you seems small. But to the person on the receiving end, it might be huge. And there are times where you think, I've got this golden nugget. You share it with them and they kind of go, yeah, thanks. And in the moment, they don't necessarily show the gratitude. You may think to yourself, they may have taken that for granted. But think of it like an unpinned grenade, right? You don't know when that thing's going to go off in the back of their mind where all of a sudden it just kind of explodes and they go, wow, that was what I needed to hear, even though it happened a few days ago or a few months ago or even a few years ago. But now the message has been received. That's where that saying, when a student is ready, the teacher will appear, right?
Yeah.
So it's important to understand that, that your contribution is huge. We have to be willing to give ourselves that sense of value and to appreciate our own contribution. Because until we can acknowledge our own contribution, nobody else will. And nobody else will see that. And the last thing I'll say about this particular point is that if somebody appreciates you and is grateful for you on a level 10, they come up to you and they go, wow, thank you so much for what you did. And you go like, ah, it's no big deal. In a way, we're kind of throwing that away. You know, it's like that gift. It's like saying, oh, thanks for this, but I'm just going to throw it in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be willing to accept that and say, you know what, this person, you know, is probably being very genuine. And so if they are, isn't that valuable? Of course it's valuable. But in order for it to actually be valuable, for us to really get it, we have to see, we have to register, we have to connect with our own value. We have to see that and see our contribution and what it really means. So realize this. You contribute in the areas that you care most about, all right? Your family, your community, your business, those contributions that you make in those areas, they have a long-lasting effect. And it's very difficult to contribute to something you don't care about, right? If you don't care about sports, you're probably not going to give yourself your time or whatever to teaching kids how to play sports. If you don't care about academics, you're probably not going to become a tutor. If you don't care about business, for instance, you're not going to become a mentor. But the fact of the matter is, for all the entrepreneurs out there, realize it doesn't matter how big your business is, doesn't matter how far the reach is, doesn't matter how old or how new that business might be. Just being here, just supporting a fellow entrepreneur here in the Think Big Network, if you're starting to connect with people, if you're starting to make friends, if you're starting to make those networks together, you're supporting each other. And when you show up to those things, when you arrive at those places, when you add your comments to blog posts and you come out and say, for instance, you look at one of our Facebook Lives and you leave a comment, other people see that. In some cases, they're saying to themselves, man, it's not just landing for me, it's landing for somebody else. And that feels great, that sense of community. That in and of itself is a contribution. Whatever your passions are, whatever your hobbies are, whatever drives you, those are contributions that you make because now you are on fire. And that energy that you exude is infectious. And the example that you set when you're on your mission, when you're out there doing the thing you love to do, that is a contribution in and of itself, and that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, and wouldn't you say contribution is kind of a leadership attribute?
Oh, absolutely.
So you don't necessarily have to be like a multimillionaire or a billionaire in order to contribute. You can do those little things to contribute, to inspire others, to lead others, and those contributions make a difference.
And a lot of times I think people, especially when they're newer, they feel like I'm going to ride the sidelines for a while and watch what other people do. But realize that the longer you ride the sideline, the longer it becomes a habit, or the deeper it becomes a habit. Why not see yourself as a contributor now? Even the smallest thing, even the smallest contribution makes a difference. But you have to see gratitude for that. You have to see the value in it. You have to say to yourself, yep, you know what? I'm worthy of this. I give value to things that I care about, and this is something worth giving a care about, you know, worth giving a damn about. And when you do, that's a huge contribution that you make and something that's very powerful. So remember this, my friends. Being aware of the contribution that others make in our lives, our family, our friends, our mentors, even our teachers, even especially our colleagues and our collaborators, that's something that's so powerful, something so valuable that we should really look at that and be grateful for it. Think about that today. Think about it this week. Think about it forever. But don't forget about the contribution you make. Don't forget about the value you bring. There's a reason why those people who contribute to you contribute. It's because they see the value in you. So now it's time to turn that on ourselves and look inside and say, yes, I am valuable. I am worth contributing to. And it's my turn to keep it going. It's my turn to keep that contribution. And I'm grateful that I have that knowledge, that I have that awareness, and I'm grateful that I show up to it each and every single day because I see the value in my contribution. I see the value in myself. And with that, that's how you can begin having gratitude for what you bring to the game, because you do bring a lot, my friends, and we're grateful for you and the contributions you make as well.
Yes, and we're so grateful for you. Come and contribute to the Think Big Network by going to facebook.com/the Think Big Network and join in on the conversation. This call is a wrap. go and share your greatness with the world now, my friends, because now is all you have. Also, you can get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to get more leads to your business through social media at thethinkbignetwork.com.
And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.